USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden will mark 1 year since the Uvalde, Texas school shooting today. 19 children and two teachers were killed when a gunman entered Robb Elementary School and opened fire in a fourth grade classroom. The reason for police to not confront the shooter for a large amount of time is still being investigated. The White House says Biden will reiterate his call for Congress to act to help stop gun violence. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ordering all flags statewide to be lowered to half staff today, and a moment of silence will take place at 11:30 a.m. Central Time. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced he will launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk tonight on Twitter. Musk added this is a first-time ever event, and there will be an unscripted question-and-answer session afterwards. DeSantis and presidential candidate Donald Trump lead the ever-growing GOP field for 2024. Elon Musk.
We'll be interviewing Ron DeSantis, and he has quite an announcement to make.
GOP national debt negotiators say a significant gap remains between Republicans and Democrats as they discuss raising the debt ceiling. Republican lawmaker Patrick McHenry says the fundamental issue of spending still remains, while Representative Garrett Graves told reporters that until the White House recognizes that it is a spending problem, there will continue to be issues with the negotiations. A bill that would have required all Texas public schools to display the Ten Commandments prominently in every classroom has failed. Yesterday was the last day to approve the bill before the legislative session ends next Monday, and time expired before the Senate House could vote on the Ten Commandments bill. The Texas Senate approved the measure last month. The Final Four in hockey's race for the Stanley Cup playoffs has two teams emerging as dominant forces. Both the Vegas Golden Knights and Florida Panthers lead their best-of-seven series 3-0. Games continue tonight and tomorrow night. USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
A letter sent to the House Ways and Means Committee, Internal Revenue Service Commissioner Daniel Werfel denied intervening to retaliate against a whistleblower in connection with the Hunter Biden complaint and investigation. This, as a second whistleblower, has now come forward. Representative Nancy Mace, the Republican from South Carolina, on Fox News.
Anyone at the IRS today or anyone in the administration, if you have something to say, if you've seen something with the Hunter Biden investigation, you want to talk to the Oversight Committee, we will protect you. We're going to protect every whistleblower that comes forward into this investigation. If the FBI and DOJ won't do their job, well, we'll do it for them.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump was told by a Manhattan, New York court to keep his comments about the case to himself.
During a virtual appearance in a Manhattan courtroom Tuesday, Trump was told by Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan that he could potentially be sanctioned if he violates a court order. Trump appeared with his defense team from Mar-a-Lago, only speaking to say, "I do," when the judge asked if he had a copy of the court order. This order bans Trump from speaking publicly about evidence in the Stormy Daniels case. Trump has pleaded not guilty to the charges against him, and the next court date in the case is set for March of next year. I'm Skip Kelly.
SpaceX scrubbed a launch attempt early this evening at Cape Canaveral, Florida, due to bad weather, delaying until tonight the liftoff of an Airbus-built communication satellite for ArabSat. Today is officially Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
A lot of new enrollments, huh? Braylon, Brayden.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your socks slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Shh. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.